views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Finally, a light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Macris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Macris.
Then I go to my
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and welcome to Limelight Radio. I want to say to all our listeners, thank you so much for joining us every week. This is such an important show. We're creating dialogue that reaches around the globe on such an important topic. Lyme disease is now the fastest spreading infectious illness globally. And everyone needs to be aware about ticks and prevention and early diagnostics and getting the proper treatment that you need, whether it's an acute infection right up front or if you've been suffering for years. There's much help. There's much resource. Things are changing constantly. And I'm proud to be part of this conversation with all of you, bringing very talented people on air with me to share their stories and guide us with all kinds of tools for recovery and rebuilding your lives. And a very special guest today we have is Emily Brekels, who is from Maine. And I actually met her last year, I think it was, or a year and a half ago, when her wonderful book came out, In the Limelight. And let me tell you about Emily a little bit, and then we're going to get talking. She's the author of In the Limelight, Portraits of Illness and Healing. And she is an artist who grew up in a family of three generation of women artists. She was born in Michigan and attended the Interlochen Arts Academy, and she graduated from the College of Atlantic, lives in Bar Harbor, Maine, such a beautiful area, with a son in elementary school and a daughter in college. Emily is an experienced teacher. She's taught in academic classrooms as an art teacher with students of all ages in the public and private school systems, in daycares and camps and at the college level, and in private workshops. She's also a Reiki master teacher, and in 2002, she became too ill to work. She had to quit teaching. She was minimally self-employed at home, and it wasn't until 2009, 7 years later, that she finally realized she had Lyme disease and started treatment. And her road to recovery, like many of ours, was filled with ups and downs and twists and turns. And as a result, Emily is a wealth of insight and inspiration to all of you listeners about this illness, and I'm very eager for her to share her story with us today and also to share her beautiful work with her book and how art is such an important, creativity is such an important piece of recovering from Lyme disease. So welcome, Emily, to Limelight Radio.
Thank you so much, Katina. It's great to be here with you.
Yes, yes, it's really my privilege. So, you know, first, I mean, because we want to talk a lot about, you know, the process of your recovery and so much how creativity played into this. But could you just give our listeners a little sort of background on, you know, how the illness hit you and what, you know, those years were like until you got your diagnosis?
Well, the first time that I feel that I had a strong encounter with Lyme was back in 1984 in high school, and that's when I went from being a straight-A student who basically took it easily, took tests easily, learned easily. And after spending a summer out east, I got a case of what seemed like the flu, but then it felt like my brain was getting rewired as well. And throughout the next year, I just experienced a lot of strange hallucinations, depression, difficulty focusing and concentrating. And I'll flip forward to the most recent part of the story, which was several times getting reinfected in the early 2000s and not understanding what was happening. But for me, I really had a very strong neurological component. There was a lot of cognitive disability and racing thoughts, feeling dizzy all the time, like a two-beer buzz. And as with many people, it was a little of this, a little of that, and since antibiotics were easy to get back in the 80s, I think I suppressed it by having small rounds of antibiotics for a sinus infection or, you know, a sore throat. Whereas
right.
by the time I reached the year 2002, I was a parent and very much into New Age healing and Reiki and other alternatives. And so for me, the idea of looking to allopathic medicine and going to see a doctor and saying, I'm sick, was like the last resort for me. I thought, mind over matter, if I just have a positive attitude and eat really good organic vegetables and take my vitamins, I ought to be fine. And I kept sinking lower and lower and lower till the point where I couldn't work, couldn't remember the names of six students in a room, who was who. So it was really like being a pre-Alzheimer's patient. And if I had been a couple decades older, I easily could have been told that I was just getting Alzheimer's.
Yeah, and you were in about what age bracket at that point, Emily?
Late 30s.
Yeah, right. So very, very disconcerting to have these kind of symptoms and no real answer other than, as you said, these kind of ongoing sinus infections and the vertigo. And, you know, this is so interesting because it shows how Lyme hits different people in different ways.
Yeah, and I had the aches and pains too, but I thought, well, any person that's raising a teenager and a toddler and not getting much sleep is going to have some aches and pains and difficulty concentrating. So I kept waiting for when things would finally start to clear up, and they kept not. So.
And were you living in Maine at this point?
I was living in Maine, yes.
And do you think were you infected in Maine or back in Michigan, or do you think in both?
I believe that it was in Maine. As a avid outdoor landscape painter, I was frequently taking my supplies and sitting down in the middle of a beautiful field in Acadia National Park, painting away. In many ways I could have been exposed to tick bites, and I do have some recall of some rashes. And
right.
But the thing is, it wasn't even on my radar. Nobody was talking about it. There was no public education campaign, so I had no idea what I was exposing myself to.
Right. Yeah, your story is so similar to mine in that way, in that, you know, it was 2000 when I got sick, and in New Hampshire, no one was thinking Lyme. They never even ran a test.
Right.
Right, right. So, I wanted our listeners to hear this because so many people get exposed like this, just like you did, and did not have a clue, and, you know, just sort of, you know, lump these symptoms into some kind of, you know, oh, I'm just, you know, run down, or I'm, you know, as you said, you're raising kids and et cetera. So then you finally got your diagnosis, and then treatment began in 2009. And was it an arduous journey for you then?
Yes, it was, but it was such a relief to know what I was dealing with instead of thinking I'm failing to be a strong, motivated, competent person. With the neurological symptoms, I often felt like sort of an incompetent, foolish person, had a hard time carrying on a back-and-forth conversation even at the bank with the teller. And about a month into treatment, my Lyme doctor said, you just seem like a different person now. For me to go and seek allopathic treatment was like the last thing I tried. I had tried self-treatment in various ways for various symptoms. But after I was on some antibiotics for a little while, my head started to clear up so that I could actually have a decent conversation, and then began about 3 years of various experiments, antivirals, antidepressants, sleep aids, antibiotics of treating different tick-borne illnesses. And at the same time, I also had already embraced the idea that I needed to be doing more than just taking pills. So I wrote a lot about that in my book, about other alternatives that really are very helpful to add to the picture.
Yes, yes, and it's so true. Other listeners on the show have heard me say this before, but I'll say it once again. I believe this is the infectious illness epidemic of our era that asks us to unite the two hands of healthcare. The diagnostics and pharmaceutical tools of allopathic traditional medicine with the supportive restorative work of natural medicine, because two hands working together are better than one.
Right.
It really is true. We need to work on system support and, you know, getting depletions taken care of and getting our systems working again, detoxification, etc. So then when we go about killing the organisms, we have a body that can manage it. So Emily, stay with us. It's time for our first station break. Audience, we've just gotten a picture of who Emily is and where she started with this. When we come back, we're going to learn more about her journey, but most importantly, about her beautiful healing message that comes forth in her stunning book. So this is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio. We'll be right back.
Oh, yes, it will.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States in Canada, 800-203-3775.
Tune in to Second Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris on a pretty summer day up in northern New England, and we've got Emily Brakale with us, a wonderful artist, teacher, and now a healing voice in the Lyme disease community. And we've just learned how Emily suffered, like many of us did, with so many years of confusion around misdiagnosis with tick-borne disease. And then, blessedly, she got into the appropriate hands of someone that knew how to handle the illness and started making her journey towards health. And I believe this is such a message I want you people to understand. You can recover from Lyme disease and tick-borne disease. It's a long journey. It doesn't happen overnight. And this is why I have Limelight Radio on air, so that I'm a shining example of that recovery, and Emily is too. So, but I want to get into Emily's work, because her work as an artist is a voice that we all need to hear. We've had many scientists and doctors and advocates and foundation leaders on the show, and I've loved you all. You've been fantastic guests, but I'm, as an artist myself, I really feel that Lyme actually wants us to bring our creativity forth. It's one of the inner callings of this illness. I know that's hard for you to believe when you're bedridden and shaking and weak and can't even make a grocery list. But Emily, tell us about your artwork and how this project was first inspired, and what were your original goals and intentions when you started into the process of creating In the Limelight?
Thank you for asking. I'll start by actually saying what my goal and intention was not. I didn't start off saying, boy, I've been sick for half of my lifetime. I think I'd really like everyone to know about that and how terrible it was, so I'm going to write a book. It was quite a personal part of the healing process for me to take the artistic ability that I had been working on my whole life and start to do some artwork that represented the internal experience. Most people had only seen my landscape paintings and those outward landscapes. And just for my own healing process, I started to explore painting some of the symptoms I was experiencing and very gingerly sharing those with a couple of family and friends, and being met with a, dropped mouth, oh my, that looks like depression. And so for the first time, I wasn't hearing, oh, what a beautiful landscape, honey. It was more like, wow, you're going through this. And so that was the personal end of it. And then one night when I was taking a hot bath, I got a whole download through intuitive listening of a whole page of ideas for how to illustrate symptoms. And in a way, I can thank my doctor for egging me on, because she said, if people haven't been through this, they're just not going to get it. But yeah, as a long-term teacher and artist, there was something in me that said, oh yeah, let me see if I can try to depict some of these symptoms in a way that symbolically represents them. So I started off with that wonderful list of ideas that really came fully baked. And then, as you just said, I felt too sick and weak to move on that. And at one point I threw the list away, just thinking I'm just never going to have the energy to paint again.
And you know, isn't that such I just have to say, Emily, I just have to validate you on that because, you know, I was a homeopath for almost 20 years with a hugely successful practice, raising families with homeopathic medicine. You know, it was so much in my heart, my nurturance and care and devotion to families and my community and caring for people and bringing this wonderful healing art, you know, alive in America again after it had been dormant for years. Mm-hmm. And there was a point 7 years into my illness of, you know, complete destruction and devastation that I actually burned my homeopathic patient client files and I started giving away my books because I thought, oh, you know, I'll never work again. I'll never be
capable. How many of us are having bonfires. I burned most of my journals. I gave away most of my art supplies. There was this whole meltdown of really leaving the past behind.
Yes, then, so I can see how you threw that list away, how you just threw that list away. I mean, you know, it's just amazing what you know, that place that we get into.
Yep. And then I'm really happy to say the ideas came back and there was this new energy that I hadn't experienced very much consciously before. More like an invitation. So rather than coming from me as I need to do this, I want to do this, but I don't have the energy to do this. It was more like experiencing an invitation. Would you be interested to do this? And the feeling of, yeah, that sounds really interesting. Mm-hmm. And then this upwelling of energy, like wind beneath my wings, so that even though I was still very sick and very sore, there was something else supporting me in getting up, going over to the desk, and doing a little dabbling in paint. And quite frankly, I was frequently surprised by what emerged, because rather than looking outward at a scene and thinking, how can I make it look like that, I was just tapping into this vaster intelligence, and I felt like I was in the service of that and really enjoying the ride, and I would create pieces that I would end up laughing at or just being so pleased with, and I'd think, I don't think I could have consciously invented that, but wow, that was really fun to make that. So,
I did
use my talent and technique that I had, you know, put effort into honing, but the ideas themselves seemed to come from a different place. And then as I was working on the project, I also had this sense that this is not just for you, this is for other people, this could really speak for a lot of people that don't have the time or the skill to put this down. And images, as we know, just cut right across so many dimensions. So even though there's so much politics in the realm of Lyme, if you come in with this very subjective story and image and say, well, this is how it was for me, a lot of people resonate with that, and it gives them a talking point to describe their own journeys.
It surely does, and your book is, you know, it's very powerful in a gentle way, if that makes any sense, but it speaks volumes in this imagery that you have depicted. I remember one that I couldn't stop looking at. I think it's called Rock Bottom. And I said, oh my gosh, I remember this so clearly. I remember that place, that like fetal position where you just, you know, just breathing was feeling like an enormous effort. And that place of a disconnect from everything, from society, from relationships, from higher power, divinity, God, whatever people uses their language. I mean, that place of isolation, for me, and that one painting of yours, it touched me so deeply, because that was that for me was kind of the crux and the time of when transformation started to happen. But then you have these other amazing, you know, uplifting paintings and imagery too. So, I mean, the book is just filled with so much for people.
Thank you. I have gotten a lot of comments about that particular one, Rock Bottom, and another one that has spoken to a lot of people is the one Mad Math, which actually has a crocheted brain, actually two crocheted brains. One is pink and looks normal, and the other one is riddled with the spirochetes and other colors. And I've actually had people come to me and say, I showed this to my therapist or my doctor, and I said, this is, and saying, this is what I'm going through. I'm not crazy. It's the spirochetes in my brain. And I should go back and say that when I was doing the paintings, I was very clear about the narrative that was backing them up, but I knew that other people wouldn't be. So I started to write little paragraphs to explain more. And then within a very short span of time, I had enough paintings that I put together my first art show, which was the same title as the book, In the Limelight, Portraits of Illness and Healing. And that was a giant coming out experience, because most people, even in my family, didn't know what I'd been going through all these years. And then the artwork and the narratives that you could walk around and hold on to at the art show explained a lot of the deep, dark, grisly experiences. And it was really amazing for me to feel the inspiration to put that out. I feel like if it just had come from my ego, I would have been scared out of my mind to reveal all that.
Yeah.
But I really felt motivated, and I had so many people get back in touch with me and say, yes, this is what I'm going through, or, oh, maybe I have Lyme, or somebody I know is going through this. I want to show them your artwork. And then that led to making a book.
And yeah, that's so beautiful. That's so beautiful, Emily. And, you know, courageous at many levels. And but I hear you. I really hear you. And that this was, you know, so motivated from internal direction. It was, you know, a process. I mean, I'm a landscape painter too, and I love working on plein air, and you're right, it's different. It's like alchemy. It's like taking from something from a three-dimensional world and putting it on a two-dimensional canvas, and here you were now working at a completely different level, bringing something from the internal to the outer world, and something that was carrying emotion and you know, a whole level of experience with it, and then bringing it out to the world in the form of an art show. I remember when it was over near me in Putney, Vermont, and thinking, oh my gosh, this is fantastic that here you are moving around now with this story, with the art, with the level of expression and awareness. And when we come back from station break, I want to ask more about that. Will the paintings be touring again? But audience, stay with us, because it's time for a station break. And Emily's really enlightening us with this wonderful story and message of hers. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. We'll be.
Change gonna come.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668. And visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
A long time coming, but I know.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and we're visiting with Emily Brakhale from Maine. And Maine, I have to say, wake up, Maine. You are really severely infected with tick-borne disease, and there's not very many treating practitioners up in Maine. You're my neighboring state, so I'm a little fond of you as a neighbor, Maine, but gosh, people are really very vulnerable in Maine, aren't they, Emily?
Yes, they are. That is one of the major reasons that I really felt compelled to get this artwork out. I've brought it around to a lot of libraries in the state within an easy driving distance for my own sake. And it's why I made a book. When I got initiated into Lyme 101 by getting it and self-diagnosing and doing my own research and typing up many pages of health notes to finally get referred to a doctor who would deal with me, I was just amazed at how little awareness there was, and I was a prime example of that. So I wanted to create a document that was like the Lyme 101 primer to say, welcome into what you've gotten yourself into, or please read this book and avoid having to go through all this because this is really as bad as it gets. So
yeah.
I wanted there to be more public information, and I spearheaded that through my projects, and I feel like it did help get a wave of awareness going. It's now all over in the media, and recently I even spoke at a Lyme symposium that was hosted by College of the Atlantic, and I was thrilled that there was a wide variety of panelists from allopathic to herbal, spiritual, and everybody there was really willing to work together, and all of them were affirming that we have to work as a team. There's no easy answers in this illness. So I try to cover that type of the issues in my telling of my own story so that through reading this, somebody might get a feel for the lay of the land, find some new options to consider, find some inspiration to keep plugging if they're really ill, and quite frankly, to have a thing to hand to a family member or a friend or a doctor who may be doubting what they're going through and saying, look, I'm not alone in this.
Yeah, and it's so true. A picture is worth a thousand words, isn't it? And
yeah,
it's, you know, what's lovely about your book is that for people with Lyme brain and Lyme fog, it's, you know, the sections on writing are not long and laborious. You've crafted it in such a way that, you know, what you've written with a companion of your paintings makes it, you know, a really easily digested book for people that are struggling. And also, as you said, for family members or doctors, it's a quick view, literally, inside the illness and inside the struggle. So, you know, I really recommend it to all our listeners. Can we actually give your website out, Emily? And also, how can people get copies of In the Limelight, Portraits of Illness and Healing?
Thanks for asking. My website is inthelime-light.com, and that's L-Y-M-E-L-I-G-H-T. And if you go there, there is a PayPal button, and I do fulfill orders. And Main Authors Publishing published my work. They fulfill orders for bookstores and Amazon orders. Although, if you go on Amazon, I hardly make a thing. So if you order from me, I can make back some of my investment. And I also have a Facebook page for the book in the Limelight book. And I'm happy to have dialogues with readers. I'm happy to hear from people. And
yes. So that's wonderful, everyone. I think you've heard this way to connect with Emily and get a copy of her wonderful book. And Emily, you've got a second version coming out, don't you, in the Limelight too? Isn't that
right? In fact, in the Limelight, the first one has sold out, and I didn't do a reprinting because 3 years later I had so much more to add that I wrote a new section that's a new third of the book, and I made a suggested reading list at the end with a lot of good books to refer people to. So this one is sort of tongue-in-cheek called In the Limelight 2, Portraits of Illness and Healing.
And that, too, I'm imagining people will be able to get on your website, as you just said.
That's what I'm selling on inthelime-light.com.
Okay, that's wonderful. And will you bring your paintings out for exhibit again as well?
Yes, currently I have two pieces in the Mount Desert Island Biolabs exhibit called Art Meets Science, and that's running through the summer on Mount Desert Island. And I am happy to be invited to share my work farther afield if there are Lyme awareness groups or libraries or community centers that want to invite the work. I so far have been just going within a short drive of my house to smaller local libraries in the state of Maine so that I can do the work of setting up myself, but I would certainly love to have this work tour in a broader fashion in some bigger cities.
Oh, yes.
I feel like it has initiated a lot of people in who might not take the time to go read about a disease but might be interested in a fresh art show of alternative artwork.
I support you on this, Emily, because, as I said, I saw your work in Putney, and I want to encourage our listeners to reach out to Emily, and let's help this beautiful visual medium and her stunning reflections of Lyme disease make it into your communities, because as she said, this is a, you know, really viable way for the average person to, you know, understand what this journey is about and to really get enlightened to the experience that so many of us undergo, this deep journey of, you know, personal transformation through illness. And Emily's work is gorgeous, and it grips you. It's stunning. I mean, it's not all dark and depressing. There's lots of beautiful, uplifting.
I'd actually like to add on that note that it has appealed to children. There's nothing in it that's going to make someone scream and run out of the room. That's in the text. But I have had actually some wonderful affirmations. My book was shown to a six-year-old child who was suffering from Lyme, and he was so thrilled at the images that he went and created his own Limelight book to show his parents. And at my shows, I've seen parents with a child on their hip pointing at paintings and saying, "See, this is what mommy's going through," and using the paintings as talking points. So there's nothing really. The most gruesome it gets is the Michelangelo or Leonardo da Vinci skull image that has a brain drawn in and some ants crawling around on it. But you could also laugh at that. It's not.
Right, but there's some other ones that are truly uplifting. And yes, I'm in my mind's eye right now, Emily, I'm seeing it like in Minneapolis and, you know, different parts of the country that are so stricken, the Pacific Northwest, you know, California, the Carolinas. I mean, there's all kinds of places, Long Island, with, you know, the this exhibit really should find its way. So I'm putting that intention out there for you. And let's see this journey happen. So, you know, there's so much you and I can talk about, and which I'd like to do in this next segment when we come back, because something that you and I have talked about personally together is, you know, the process of what Lyme disease asks of us at the inner level. There is there's a big piece to this story, more than just medicines and killing bugs and regaining our physical health. There's a lot of, you know, pieces to this journey that happen, you know, to us emotionally and spiritually. Yeah. And you know, you and I really resonate on this one. We've talked about it quite a bit. But before we go to station break, which is in about 2 minutes, could you just tell us quickly, you know, how are you doing now? So our audience has an idea how you are these many years later.
I'm really doing quite well. I do live a simpler, quieter life than many people who are in their late 40s. But that being said, that's part of honoring my needs and limits. And within that, I'm actually really thriving. I feel like I'm living a new life now. I'm out the other side of the tunnel, and I'm pretty much thriving. I still have some health issues, but I also have ways to work with those that I feel like I can manage, especially dietary, some control over diet. And
that's great, Emily. So, you know, it sounds like you've regained, you know, a huge portion of your life, like 80%
yeah.
plus back, right?
Yeah, my head is clear. I can think straight. I can have conversations. So if I have a few aches and pains now and then, I still count myself as so lucky to have come so far.
Right, and you still have, you know, a teenager at home, and, you know, you're busy with things, but it sounds like your energy and well-being has really, you know, returned to a very functional place.
Yeah, I would say I feel an inner sense of vitality every day at this point.
That's great. So. That's great. I mean, and, you know, that's I want you to hear that, audience. You know, vitality has returned, and when you have vitality, that means you're making energy, your mitochondria are working, your Krebs cycle's running, your immune function's doing better, and listen to that. Emily's brain is back, and look how articulate she is. Such a beautiful spokesman for us, Emily. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so everyone, stay with us. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. We're sitting with artist Emily Brooke-Hale, and we will be right back after our station break.
It's been a long time coming.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions, and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This has been a beautiful show as we're visiting with artist Emily Brickell and her fabulous book that I want you all to get your hands on, In the Limelight, Portraits of Illness and Healing. You can visit Emily's website, In the Limelight. And there's a dash between limeandlight.com, inthelimelight.com. And such a beautiful story and such incredible artwork she has created for all of us. And I can't say enough good about how meaningful this approach to the illness is, bringing imagery, bringing color, bringing a story through painting. It's a really lovely way to address so many of the facets of this journey. So Emily, I think so much, about people like yourself and so many of the others that are out there walking what I call the Lyme Road. You know, it's years for many people, sometimes decades that they've been into this journey. And, what, if I could ask you, what do you feel Lyme disease has taught you in these times?
The huge question. I could say one of the dominant themes of what I've learned is I've come to accept the Lyme journey as an initiation, a phase of initiation, in which there was a breakdown of my old life, kind of going into the cocoon, melting down, and then slowly reemerging into a new life. And I found that a lot of the symptoms that I had in healing from them or dealing with them through accepting them, I actually got a lot of insights that you could call spiritual learning or psychological learning. And a message that I would want to put out really strongly while I have the podium is that I really don't see any strong line dividing any of these realms. I think someone could have a physiological illness caused by a bacteria that could present with psychological symptoms as a psychological illness, and simultaneously they could be going through a transformative spiritual experience and in a way gaining points in spiritual awareness while grappling with the disease, just because of where it takes you. And I wanted to read two short paragraphs from the back part of the book, the new section that I just added in the Limelight 2.
Oh, great.
Really gets into the more transformative psychological, spiritual inner journey that I alluded to in the first part, but I really go for it in the second part.
Oh, good, good, good. Let's hear. We'd love to hear.
So this is called Particles and Waves, and it refers to a painting. Particles and Waves started as a self-portrait, ink on paper, which was then ripped into pieces and strips and glued to a sky blue board. All the pieces have spaces between them. The blue background suggests water channels or canals on a map, and teardrop shapes emerge from the paper trails. The eyes are whole and look out at the viewer. The being is conscious of its own unraveling. Healing can involve the breakdown, surrender, and release of old habits, patterns, and self-images that we thought we really were, which can feel like the dissolving of self. Going through a shattering experience, such as a tremendous loss, betrayal, accident, or serious illness, can be a way to grow a lot spiritually or psychologically in a relatively short time. Compared with when life is going along as normal, our attention can become quite focused on existential matters. And then, not reading, but just telling, I'll describe that painting refers to many things, but one of them was the experience of having my mind racing, having hallucinations, not being able to use any of the sort of visioning, meditative exercises of trying to find a tranquil vision of a nice beach and all that. I couldn't make my thoughts stop for anything to focus on trying to get a handle on them. And so slowly over time, I learned to stop freaking out and trying to control and trying to get back into mental control. And I would find times in the day, like during a bath, to just let go of trying to control all that mental chaos and just sink down into it and just allow myself to just sort of surrender to the experience. And what I found was this amazing, silent, tranquil center, which I called the center of the center of everything. And while I was in that resting state, I felt no suffering. I was just aware of being awareness. I was not identified as being a little person in a little body that was racked with pains and suffering. And eventually I put two and two together and realized, you know, this is what people who are, like, serious spiritual seekers are working on through their meditative practices. And I'm kind of getting this through the back door by having Lyme symptoms that drive me over the edge. But I would say that over the most difficult time of my Lyme symptoms, I was actually also learning to go into that surrendered place of just being awakened awareness and just finding this tranquil, calm nothingness and hanging out in that. And I now see that as a practice that I can continue. Even though I feel well, I can still go into that serenity state. And when I'm in that serenity state, my immune system is really getting it easy. I'm not putting stress hormones, stress chemicals into my bloodstream. So as I do this spiritual practice, I'm also supporting my immune system. And
that's
I wouldn't
really
have maybe learned this if my outer life had gone along smoothly. So
I hear you. You know, first of all, I have to comment on two things. When you said that word shattered, that is such a distinct description of what happens to so many of us. We get shattered, and as you said, this is like an accelerated learning curve on metaphysics and spiritual growth. And if you were just smoothly skimming along, soccer mom, whatever, and just living according to Western society's kind of busy pace right now, this spiritual growth does not necessarily occur in this like trajectory rocket ship fashion that you've just gone through. And, you know, for many of us with Lyme disease, I feel like, you know, it's hard, I know, for some of you to hear this, but Emily just described it so beautifully in that resting place that you find, that place of serenity. When we can find that amidst the chaos of this illness, gosh, you know, that's when your parasympathetic nervous system gains ground over the sympathetic. The immune uptake hormones start to work and healing happens, but also we grow so exponentially as a being at the spiritual level, don't we?
Yes. And also when we're doing a creative act like taking some paint with our fingers and moving it around on a canvas, not even knowing what we're trying to make, that act of being creatively engaged does the same thing to the nervous system. So,
it releases.
Even if you're sick, just trying to engage in a little something that could be called creative can be just as potent as the herbal remedy or the allopathic remedy. It's part of the part of the package.
I agree. Even if you get some pastels out or something and just, you know, as you said, move your fingers around with some colors and it starts endorphin release in the brain, and creativity is, you know, comes from the second chakra and third chakras of our body. And those are like, you know, those are very important places of,
yes,
of where hormones sit and, you know, digestive juices, et cetera. There's a lot of energetic work going on there. So what else? You wanted to read us something else, didn't you?
Ended up saying it in my own words, so.
Oh, well, it's beautiful, Emily. You've distilled it with such an articulate voice here. I know that people are soaking this message in. It's such an important piece of the journey. It's the inner world is just as important as the outer world. And so, audience, I have to say we've had a beautiful visit here today with Emily Brakeel and her profound work that she's created for us, and her beautiful work in the limelight is a beautiful book. And thank you, Emily, for joining us. I feel like you've really given voice and given hope to so many.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Katina. Thanks so much for your work, too.
Oh, yes, thank you. It's my privilege, and it's, you know, it's hands holding hands. Together, we will hope and give and inspire and change the future and give direction of cure for many people and provide hope and inspiration. So thank you, Emily Brakeel.
I do have one more tiny detail. If anybody goes to my website, there's a Facebook link, and on the Facebook page for the book, I'm going to continue to post close-ups of the artwork so that you could see it as if you were in the gallery and get some more detailed
vision.
So that's it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, everyone. Join us next week. This is Katina Makris with Limelight Radio. Love our show every week, and thank you, everyone. Have a great week.
What's up there, beyond the sky?
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Makris.
Then I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call Respect. respected, recognized, gifted, intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.